Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, live at the Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb, where you see I'm getting ready for the fall. It's already starting to get fally. You know, now
fally?
That's when you start to get the first part of August. Well, fall-y. Anyway, you notice why I'm wearing for a hat today, because I'm in the kitchen.
Let's see. That's some sort of a Midwestern town there.
Yes, it's a Midwestern town. Kind of,
it's south of the Bend. One of my favorite college teams.
Yes, that's good. That's good. And I like UCLA.
In South Bend, Indiana.
Yes.
None other than Notre Dame.
Yes, and you always say it so...
Foofy?
Yes. Anyway.
You know I do that to annoy you.
Well, of course. But if we didn't annoy each other, we'd only have our wives to do so.
Yeah. Oh.
See,
you
I throw us both under the bus at the same time. Anyway, when we last left you, you had your KitchenAid full of stuff, and you have a bowl that you're combining some flour because you're making a heck of a zucchini bread.
Yeah, so we've got this. I'm going to change paddles now on this.
And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I had a whisk in there before.
And that's to do what?
And that's to whisk up the eggs, to add air, to incorporate air. Now I'm going to go to more of a paddle.
And look at the paddle they got. They got the good one.
Yeah, they do.
And what we're talking about is...
It's actually got on this paddle, and has a little scraper. Because you get this on the Pro model. It has a scraper built into it. And the reason you want that is that it... as it's going around, it's actually getting the sides of the bowl.
And it even goes down into the bottom of the bowl. Yeah. And let me tell you something. Mary Moore turned me on to one of those about 3 years ago for my regular KitchenAid. Now you can get them for your regular KitchenAid. It comes standard, I believe, with the Pro. But you can get them if you have an older KitchenAid.
Yeah.
They now have a replacement paddle. It's like a rubber spatula on the side like he's talking about there. It is so awesome.
So the when we left... last segment, I had just poured the vanilla and the coconut oils in there. What else did we add? And
eggs.
Eggs, right. So now I've gotten my flour mixture together. So we always do dry in a separate thing. You don't add it directly into it. So what I have here is 2 cups of all-purpose flour. I've got cinnamon, about a teaspoon and a half, a teaspoon of baking soda, a quarter teaspoon of baking powder, a teaspoon of salt. And what we're going to do is we just whisk this together. There you go. So it's well combined. And we're going to slowly pour it into the mixture here as we begin to use the dough paddle. Or the mixing paddle. So the reason I add it slowly is I don't want it to clump up in one spot.
Well, I'll tell you, if there's a problem I have in cooking, you say slowly incorporate or drizzle.
Yeah.
After about 10 seconds...
You get frustrated?
It goes from a drip to a dribble to a flash flood. Because how when someone says go to the lumber yard and get me a board. Well, how long? Well, drizzle. What's a drizzle? One man's drizzle is another man's drabble.
Okay.
I had to vent.
We're going to add in our 2 cups of shredded zucchini at this point.
Now, see, this is a green veg I can eat.
Can you?
Oh, zucchini bread? Oh.
Well, I figured if it was sweetened,
flour.
Baked around flour.
There you go.
Yeah, I figured you might be able to handle that.
Carrot bread, too. I'm huge into carrot bread. But you know what?
Again, same thing.
Everybody likes to make carrot bread, but I got to tell you, I've eaten more carrot bread that I didn't like than I did.
Really?
It seems like it would be something fairly easy and straightforward, but I don't know.
So, I'm still going to grab a spatula here and push down the edges just a little bit because there is a little bit of buildup on the outside. So we just want to make sure everything's nice and incorporated.
Is there an LLC?
You're funny.
Ah, well.
Looks aren't everything.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so that's nice and scraped down. Yeah, we'll scrape it off the paddle just to let it reincorporate. And I'm actually going to take a little bite.
I was going to say, are you a paddle? You know, it's like when I make certain cakes and stuff, I'll never scrape the paddle. Mm. I'll scrape it from my finger into my mouth, but I don't. Some people I know are real adamant about getting every little bit off. I just like to eat the stuff off the paddle.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually really good just the way it is.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to add to this some chopped walnuts. That's traditional in a zucchini bread. So.
Now, in the South, since we have so many, well, you would say pecans, because that's $3 a pound more than the pecans that I use. But pecans, you could use pecans in this, could you not?
Yeah, I suppose. But the traditional is walnuts. So these are medium chopped walnuts. I'm going to add about half a cup.
Are they still expensive?
Not too bad.
Really?
Even in Whole Foods. I mean, so these are nice, you know.
God, man.
Nice, well, nice pecans. Okay. Make sure you pull your mixer bowl back up. And here we go. We're just going to slowly make sure that's all incorporated. Looks good. Doesn't take much. All right. Now we're going to drop our paddle first. And this is where we're going to scrape everything off the paddle as much as we can. And then whatever we don't scrape, Kevin can eat.
Oh, I share. As long as you got a clean finger, I don't care.
Yes, I have. My hands are clean. I do wash them. At least once a day. No. Just kidding.
I was going to say, geez.
Just kidding.
I wait till Wednesdays for me.
Do you? Okay. All right. So now, there's our mixture. There's our dough ready to go. And we're going to take it, and we're going to fill up two of the standard
loaf pans
that are, you know, it's the size of zucchini bread that you always get, right? And this should allow us to do both of these loaves. So I'm going to take a spatula full at a time in each one. And that way we're not left with...
Yeah, I've tried the other way. Well, I'll put half in this one. And then you go to pour the rest. It's like, ooh, it didn't come up to half.
Yeah, exactly. So we want these to be the same size. Since we have the baking soda and baking powder in here, this is going to rise. So don't worry, this should not be coming up to the top of the loaf pan. And you want to make sure you scrape all or as much of that batter or dough, whatever we're calling it. Looks more like a batter.
It's got the consistency of a semi-loose Play-Doh. You know, it's you couldn't really... You could maybe form it into a ball, but it would be a very mushy ball.
It would break apart. Yeah.
But it's still thick enough to where you really have to scrape the bowl to get it.
All right. So basically I'm going to scrape off the edge of that spatula onto it. And now I'm going to just take a silicone knife here and even these out inside the loaf pans, and we'll drop them a few times. That helps make sure any air bubbles are out of it.
But you can't do it too much, or you'll knock the air out, and then it doesn't rise.
Yeah, we don't want...
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, but a little bit, just a couple little knocks, will help make sure it's all seated well.
Because I used to just not even use the knife, and just bam, bam, bam until I got it even. And then one day I was working with a chef, this was years ago, who was a bakery chef.
Yeah.
And I was doing that, or he was doing the knife, and I said, well, it's much easier to do this, chef. And I went, bam, bam, bam. Uh-huh. He goes, that is why all of your cakes are probably a third less than they should be. And he got on me about it. Of course, he was from overseas, and what did he know?
Well, he was by a master. Your accent, he was French.
He was a master baker. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. I've had arguments with some of the finest chefs in the world.
Yes, I know. Literally. With a Michelin
three star.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is take a small baking sheet, just in case any of this goes over, put them in the oven at 350, and we're going to let them cook for about an hour.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, this place will smell heavenly. And what place are we talking about? We're talking about Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb. And, you know, this is why I like the fallsy, Christmassy time of the year the best. I mean, I love the spring, but this, because of the smells.
Yeah.
Because this is when you do more soups, more stews, more baking. And, oh, my God, the smell already. I can pick up the cinnamon and everything else. And for the next hour, it's going to be wafting through the beautiful cooking studio of Cook's Warehouse. When we come back, Chef Eric will have more recipes. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life, taking it to the streets of East Cobb.